Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And let's talk to the professor, Dr. Eileen Marty, at Florida State, Florida International University, one of the world's top infectious disease specialists. And Dr. Marty, everybody is anticipating the booster shot. There was a story in the Washington Post about the variants that you're first exposed to and how it might affect how well that shot works. But we don't really know for sure about that. Is that what you have been saying?
Well, actually, Bob, that is a phenomenally well-written article. I was very impressed that a lay article could cover in depth one of the fundamental issues in immunology, which is how prior exposure to something alters future exposure. They actually, and the article uses the term original sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
which is actually quite important. The concept is when COVID started, right, at the very beginning of the pandemic, virtually nobody had seen that shape virus before. Those chemicals were brand new. And so the first exposure, whether it was to a vaccine or whether it was to the virus itself, shaped the impression that that individual's immune system has. And so so the question is, what happens when you then, you know, try a new booster, right, that alters what you're seeing? Now, the consensus opinion, and mind you, there's a lot of, controversy about this. It's not a uniform consensus at this time, as though, is that because we have prior memory, we have now, most of us, either been vaccinated and boosted or at least vaccinated or exposed or a mix of all those things, right? That is going to shape how we deal with the virus again. Hopefully, it's going to be to our advantage. And generally, it will be to our advantage. There's going to be some unique differences person per person as to what exactly happens.
There was another article that was going around, and it kind of implied that the coronavirus can do something to your fat cells. Have you seen that, people putting on weight who get COVID?
So we see a variety of, in our patients, a lot of patients actually lose weight initially from COVID. But yes, we do have absolutely a change in the lipid profile. And in fact, the people who do worse are the ones where the lipid profile is such that we see a lot of increase in fat gain. And that's because it's to the virus's advantage to flip how some of our lipids are functioning inside our cells so it can grow better. And so when the virus successfully does that shift in us and makes us a little bit fatter, then it has a better chance of causing severe disease.
Interesting. If you're vaccinated and boosted and get COVID with mild symptoms, how likely are you to get long COVID, something that is very, very worrisome to a lot of people?
Yeah, and so this has been looked at very, very carefully, Bob, and it's a very important question because this long COVID thing is just, we're only at the tip of the iceberg in terms of the profound long-term effects it's having on people. But the data that we have accumulated is if you're vaccinated and boosted, your odds of ending up with long COVID symptoms are greatly reduced.
So that's another reason why everybody should get this booster when it comes out.
Absolutely. Now, the only country that has started giving the bivalent, and in other words, both original formula plus the new formula that captures some of the unique changes that we see in Omicron, especially of the circulating Omicron, the 4 and the 5, is the UK. So we'll have information ahead of time of how well that plan worked by seeing what happens in England before we have it available here.
We are going to talk to Dr. Fauci here on our broadcast tomorrow morning between 8:30 and 9. And I was thinking, Dr. Marty, I know you're very happy and you do great work there at, in Florida, but there's a job opening this December. You'd be perfect. What about that, huh?
Well, I'm sure they'll take somebody internal to NIH. for that position, but thank you.
Dr. Eileen Marty, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Thank you very much.